World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you know, I call him like I see him. Actually, I think it should be as. You don't call it like you see it. You call it as you see it. And the truth is, it's, you know, I'd probably be a little bit more popular today if I didn't say some things I'm going to say, including some of the things I'm going to say today. But I really believe that what the Bible says, that the truth sets you free. Truth, if you know it, sets you free. And why are we so afraid to speak the truth? Because can I tell you why? Because the truth is often very, very offensive. It causes introspection. It does. Chad's always telling me, Coach, you got to stop saying this. I don't even know I'm saying it sometimes. And I'm thinking, I say that? Yeah, you do. You got to stop saying that. Stop saying boom, Coach. Stop saying boom. And say, I don't even know I do it until I say boom, Vinny. And then I realize, wow, Chad's right. I am saying that. And so we can take criticism as correction for direction, or we can take criticism and get mad and go and suck on our thumb. It doesn't matter. You can do either one. And I try to be a surveyor of the culture and understand what's going on, times in which we live, know what it is that Israel's supposed to do. Can I show you a kaboom right now? Let me show you a kaboom. And I want you to know right now, I am not rejoicing over this. I am not rejoicing. I got to get Mike Heath in here. Let Mike Heath, I don't know if you're out there listening, Mike, probably not. I get Mike in here to talk about these national Christian organizations. Click on number 10. Click on number 10. I don't rejoice. I do not rejoice on number 10. Focus on the families, $2 million in the hole. Why would Focus on the Family be $2 million in the hole? Because they've become irrelevant. Because they won't take on the hard issues of the day. Because they fired James Dobson because he took on homosexual. That's all true. You're right. You all know this is true, right? And now they're begging for, they're $2 million in the hole. I'm not going to play it. I don't rejoice. But folks, it's a sign of the times. I call it Focus on the Scamly. Because Focus on the Family and other like national ministries have been patty caking with truth. They will not fight. They will not fight. It's passive, feel-good, personal Christianity. And that's where they've hung their hat. And that's okay, but we ain't there anymore in America, folks. We ain't there. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I got to go today, baby. Pull up Proverbs 28. We're going to read that, our proverb of the day. And again, when I read this morning, I said, are you kidding me? Every time I read the Proverbs, I scratch my head. Say, God, who wrote this stuff? Who wrote this? Huh? Who's gonna read for me this morning? The Proverb 28. Get out there and stake. Get out and stake. In fact, that's my presentation tomorrow in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm gonna talk about staking rock, putting down rocks, let the rocks cry out. That's my presentation tomorrow. By the way, again, I hate to say by the way, I catch myself doing that also. You can live stream it, folks. You can live stream this event. I don't know what it costs, but it would. By the way, it would really help them probably financially if you would go make a donation to live stream. Spencer, can you find that for me? I'm sorry. I thought I had it up here today. It was maybe in yesterday's Stay Awake America tour from a couple days ago. If you folks, it would be a good place for you to throw. Yeah, be a good place. If you can't go, which most of you can't go, purchase tickets. You buy a ticket. Or buy live streaming. If you buy the live streaming, then you can watch it all the time. You can watch it at home, all that kind of stuff, right? Pull it up there for me. Stay Awake America Tour from Knoxville. There's a donation. It's General admission is $39 to get in, students 15, VIP seating, yada, yada. I don't have anything to do with this, by the way. But you can get live streaming. There it is, live streaming. $15. Come on, man. Help them out, will you? $15, you can get live streaming, and then you'll have access to it. You can go back and you can watch all the speakers. $15. 15 bucks. That's Starbucks, isn't it? Huh? And while I'm on it, put that in the chat, by the way, while I'm on it, how about throwing 15 bucks this way? Huh? How about helping us out here a little bit? How many hundreds of you out there come here every day and never give a nickel? I just can't. You wouldn't go to McDonald's and expect them to give you a cup of coffee free, would you? Help keep this engine running, will you? Help keep this engine running. 15 bucks a month, 20 bucks a month, it adds up. Come on. Okay. Go ahead, Craig. What do you want to say? Don't change the subject on me.
I was just going to read for you.
Oh, I'm wound up today, as you can probably tell, Craig. Come on, folks, go to Coach Dave Live and give us $10 a month. We all do. I don't know how many. What if there's 1,000 people in here and everybody gave $10 a month? My math's not real good. That'd be $10,000. So, oh, yeah, what are you doing with all that money? Well, I'm making better use of it than your government is, and probably making better use of it than your church is. Be honest with you. That's what we're doing with it. Come on in, Craig. Proverbs 28. Get out and rock. Rock them today. I got to get rolling here, man. I got a lot of stuff to show you. Come on. Go ahead, Craig.
Says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth.
Wow.
But the righteous are bold as a lion.
I'm bold as a lion. Makes me all kinds of enemies. I'm the salt of the earth. And the Bible says that they're going to hate you. And they hate me. Some of us, some on our own team hate me, by the way. Go ahead.
For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged.
Wow.
A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain, which leaveth no food.
The rain washes away all the food.
They that forsaketh the law praise the wicked.
I shouldn't say that anymore.
But such as keep the law contend with them.
Wait a minute, Craig. Those of us who keep the law, we're supposed to fight those who break the law? Is that what that says?
Contend means is opposition. So.
Craig, who are you to judge? Who are you to judge, Craig? We're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to love everybody. Go ahead.
Well, I think the Lord's judge. I think we're just supposed to enforce his word. That's all.
Okay, that'd be good. We're supposed to testify that what you're doing is wrong. Go ahead.
Evil man understandeth not judgment.
Wow.
But they that seek the Lord understand all things.
This is so profound. Keep going.
Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness
than all those people in Congress.
Than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich.
So all those people who are poor are better off than those people in Congress. That's what that says right there.
Whosoever keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is in a companion of riotous men shameth his father.
Boom on that one, boy.
That by usury.
Craig, hang on. My mom, when I was a teenager, wherever she would take me someplace, wherever I go someplace, you know what my mom always said to me? Always said it every time I walked out the door. You ready? Remember who you are. That's what my mom said every time I walked out the door. Are you teaching that to your children? Remember who you are. You're carrying my name. Remember who you are. You're a Christian. Remember who you are. Go ahead.
He that by usury and unjust gain, that probably be the Federal Reserve, increases his substance.
I sure do.
He shall gather it for him. That will pity the poor. So
that, there it is. There it is. There's our governmental system, right? Usury, unjust gain. They get rich, but we get poor.
He that turneth away his ear from the hearing of the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination.
Wow.
Whosoever causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
Craig, I got to tell you this. Again, this stream of consciousness this morning, folks. It is so easy for me the whole bitterness. I think of every day, really, bitterness about the way I was treated in London, Ohio. What they did with me, prayer, people that betrayed me. I hear some of their names and I cringe. I still cringe, right? But you know what? All things work together for good. And if they hadn't done that to me, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I have to continue to remind myself, all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and called according to this purpose. Now, a lot of people didn't get a chance to play football for me, which is too bad for those kids. London would be a different place today if I was still coaching there. But I met Craig Mickle. I met Steve Deck. I met Ray LeBlanc. All things work together. Keep going.
The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out.
Wow.
When the righteous men do rejoice, there's great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden.
Wow, 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 wow.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
Thank you, Lord, for mercy. Mercy follows justice.
Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief.
Mm-mm-mm. Folks, when you quit listening to that tap on your heart of the Holy Spirit, and you don't obey that tap on the heart, you're heading for mischief.
As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people.
Easy, criminy. As a roaring lion. That's a comparison. Doesn't say he is a roaring lion. Go ahead.
The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hath covetousness shall prolong his days.
He has to hate covetousness. Got to hate covetousness.
Mm-hmm. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him.
Well, I hope that's not true, Craig. Huh? A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person, going to the pit, baby, and don't anybody dig him out.
Yeah, there's a lot of abortionists that are going to have to pay for that. You know, so let's hope that they can repent before it's too late. Whosoever walketh...
Craig, there's a lot of mommies and daddies who killed their baby that need to come under the blood of Jesus. Go ahead.
That's true too, Coach. Whosoever walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once.
Mm.
He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough.
Wow.
A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent.
Huh? So I said, listen, good football players, you become rich in the weight room, brother. Huh? You want to be All-State? I'll see you in the weight room. It may take you a couple years, but if you're faithful in that weight room, you're going to reach your dream. See, we want reward without sacrifice. Go ahead.
To have respect of persons is not good.
Mm.
For a piece of bread that a man will transgress.
I'm going to tell you, I want you to know this if you're looking at me. There ain't no big donor here at Pass Assault Ministries that controls me. Not, there ain't no one. And there's not anybody I'm afraid to call to the task if I feel that I have to. So those of you out there, I hear them mumbling, that think that this guy's giving a lot of money, so Coach Dave gives it. No, I'm telling you. Sorry, that ain't true. Go ahead.
He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil not, evil mind, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him.
Mm.
He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue.
Wow, football players get better when you correct them, not when you praise them. Praise is important, but you have to correct them, and they'll thank you later.
Whosoever robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression.
No big deal.
The same as a companion of a destroyer.
Oh.
He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife.
Ooh.
But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat.
Yeah, so quit texting and emailing other people trying to cause discourse. Stop it.
He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered.
Because the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it?
He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse.
That's not my worry. I'm not, Well, that's not my worry.
When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase.
That's where we are. Hey, Ray LeBlanc. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. Folks, that's what's going on. That's what's going on in Washington, D.C. Huh? That's what's going on in Washington, D.C. Without getting into politics, the Democrat Party is dead in the water. I don't know what's going to arise out of that beast, but people are seeing what that thing is all about. Craig, great reading today. That's your proverb for the day. When you're putting out stones today, that's what you want. All right, cool. Thanks, Craig. Thanks. I know you guys got a million things you want to do. I gotta dive in here real quick, okay? We know this, right? Another mass murderer, transgender. Did you guys see? Pull up number 8 real quick. You guys see this? By the way, you can go online. You can see a lot of videos. He did a video. This guy did a video. Look at this. This is a self-image that he put up. A self-image. He looks in the mirror and he sees the devil. Have you guys seen that in the mainstream media? They've been showing that to you. All of his drawings. Have you guys seen? Have you seen the video of his guns and all that stuff? Do I have that made up? I think I do. Just real quick. I'm not going to show it to y'all. I'm trying to make a point. Okay. Pull up number, it says manifesto. Pull that up there real quickly. Hey, folks, transgenderism is from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. There it is. I'm not going to take time to, I'll put this in the chat. All the things, scroll down, Spence, all the things he wrote on his guns. This was premeditated to the very end. Go on down there. Keep on going. He has a manifesto. He tells us why he did it, yada, yada, yada. He was a sheep. He became a she. All in this video, you got to see it. It's demonic at the root. Demonic at the root. The church doesn't understand it. It's demonic at the root. There's his manifesto. You can watch all his play about 30 seconds of this clip right here. Right there. Number two. No. That one. Play. These folks, this guy made a video of all of his guns. Now ask yourself this. Where was his mom? He has like 16 guns on his desk. He's writing on his bed. He's writing things. Where's his mom? Does this guy have a mom? Does this guy have a mother? Now he's go ahead. Just a couple minutes of it. Listen to the folks. If you don't understand that evil is real, you're gonna miss the whole boat. This is real. Play it.
Here's my note to my family and shit. Wow, some English writing. Wow.
You wrote a manifesto. They usually hide these from us. Well, we don't want to watch the whole thing. Scroll ahead to the bullets. Yeah. Scroll ahead to the bullets, Greg. Oh, what?
9mm.
9mm.
Get fucked. This message brought to you by BlackRock and ExxonMobil. Sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon. Brandon Herrera for president. Yeah, I met Brandon Herrera at SHOT Show last year. He and I had a brief conversation, but we agreed.
Okay, don't show. Oh, put it in the chat. Watch it yourself. Spencer, go back to the stuff. Exactly. I'm kind of lost here, man. Hang on, man. Hang on, folks. Hang on. Where did that go? Okay. So, I'm looking at something right here. Pull up number 5. And let me ask you a question before we go any further. Hey, folks. You ever heard of anorexia? anorexia nervosa. Does anybody know what anorexia nervosa is out there? Can somebody tell me? Somebody raise their hand. Bulimia. What is anorexia nervosa? What do they call that? What do they call that?
I had both.
You've had both. What is it? What do they call that, Paul?
Anorexia nervosa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is it at the heart of what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a psych condition mostly with white women for some reason. And they look at themselves as fat and they starve themselves to death.
So Paul, let me ask you something. As a doctor, I'm glad you're in here. This is really, really good. If I were to come to you, by the way, people who are anorexic, we know this. They look at themselves and they think they're fat. They think they're fat. They're starving themselves. You guys know I'm telling you the truth here, right?
Yep.
Karen Carpenter. They're starving themselves. They think they're fat. And no matter how much you tell them they're not fat, they continue to starve themselves to death. Now, let me ask you a question. Those people who have anorexia nervosa, Dr. Paul, do we take them into the operating room and cut off more of their fat?
No.
We don't do that? We don't cut off fat off of them? We don't go in there and get some scissors and cut the fat off of their sides? We don't do that, Paul?
No, we put feeding tubes in them.
We feed them. Because it's very, very clear that somebody who has anorexia is mentally sick. They're mentally sick. We look at them and they're shriveling away to nothing, thinking they're fat. Yes or no? And what do they call that? They call that a disease, a mental disorder. Can somebody explain to me what the difference is between that and a man who thinks he's a woman? We all look, but if a man thinks he's a woman, we cut off his penis, right? Folks, come on. Come on here. This isn't medicine. Hacking up people, cutting off body parts. That ain't medicine. That's not medicine. Anybody who took their child, their anorexic child, to the doctor, and the doctor came back and said, well, you know what? We're going to have to cut some more fat off of them because they think they're fat. And so they're perfectly good in the mind, and they just think they're fat. That's who they think they are. They think they're a person. So we're going to cut off a bunch of fat so they don't think they're fat anymore. And you know what? It don't work. Because it's a mental disorder. Hang on now. I'm going to make a connection and I'm going to open it back up. Now, I know, and you know, if you watch this show at all, it's a demonic spiritual issue. It's a mental demonic issue. And ask yourself this. Have you ever seen a demonic issue gain as much traction in American society as transgenderism? It's no different than anorexia nervosa. No different. And what we're watching going on, Paul, I hate this. Pick up your toes, Paul. How can any freaking doctor in his right mind recommend cutting off someone's genitals? Paul, how does that happen, Paul? Can somebody explain that to me? We would not do that for any other mental disorder that I can think of. So we could say to a guy, listen, hey, dude, you think you're a woman? Well, you can do what they always did for hundreds of years. Yes, that many hundreds of years. You could say you're a cross-dresser. You're a cross-dresser. Hey, folks, I've been cross-dressers for quite a while, haven't I? And what do we think about cross-dressers? They were freaking nuts. That guy's nuts. He's a cross-dresser. And now all of a sudden, it's a medical condition. And we're going to cut off the dingers of cross-dressers. Really? That's the cure. Folks, do you understand what's going on? You understand it? By the way, Spencer, I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. What is dysphoria? Dysphoria. Did I put that up there? I thought I did. It's on the screen. Oh, I'm sorry. What's the difference between gender dysphoria And body dysmorphic disorder. Dysphoria with the suffix phoria is a condition in which there is a conflict between a person's physical gender and the gender he or she identifies with. Dysphoria. We used to call them tomboys when I was a kid. The mismatch between someone's sex and gender identity can lead to distressing and uncomfortable feelings called dysphoria. When a child or adolescent experiences dysphoria, they often have feelings of dissatisfaction and anxiety because they feel they're essentially stuck in the wrong body. It's been for hundreds of years. It's only in modern, Paul, dare I call it medicine, that we decided the answer was to cut off the penis, cut off the breasts, to physically mutilate somebody because they have a mental disorder. And then, now, hang on, I'm going to make a net connection here. I'm going to open it up. Folks, we have got, Paul, we have to outlaw gender surgeries. We have to outlaw that. The wise people have got to wake up and say, no more of that. We're not going to do that to people anymore. We ain't doing that. These people are sick. Can I tell you something? It's crept into the church, too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crept into the church. Born that way. Okay, let me stop a second. Hang on. Another question for you. I'm going to open it up here. Play number three. Doesn't know what MK Ultra is. Stop a minute. Programming, mind control, programming, mind control. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if one of our children came to us and said, Dad, or if my son came to me and said, Dad, I feel like I'm a woman, I wouldn't have been able to find a hospital in America that would give credence to that. But when you find out that you can make a lot of money doing it, every guy who's performed gender mutilation surgery ought to be charged and thrown in jail. Not only was it malpractice, it was it's criminal. Criminal. Boom. To do that to a young child, right? Now, hang on. I'm trying to connect some stuff together because it's all over me today. It's all over me today. I wonder, just kind of curious, I wonder if in the bloodstream, in the genetic pool, that when people reproduce, genetically, they pass along some poison genes or poison DNA from the pharmaceuticals and stuff that they've been forcing us to take for literally how long, and that when a person creates a new child, is it possible that the genes have been impacted by outward things, antibiotics, pharmacology, food, stuff they put in the food, all that kind of stuff, hormones. Is it possible that, let's say, a father's genetic whatever has been impacted by the crap that they're putting into our food so that he produces a fake, what would I say, damaged gene that does make a child feel like they're fat when they're skinny? And someone who has anorexia, they put them into therapy and they coach them out of it. Today, Paul, help me out. It might be considered medical malpractice if you told somebody they weren't born that way, but they have some natural mutation that's going on. All right. Pull up for me. Where is it? Hang on. I'm about ready. I'm sorry. Let me get it out of me so I feel better, okay? Where is it? Romans, I put it someplace. Romans 1. There it is. 18. Are you ready? Folks, this consequence of sin. There are kids trapped. There are boys trapped in female bodies. Mentally. They are. For the wrath of God is revealed, folks, not the love of God, the wrath of God, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Would anybody agree with me that gender dysphoria surgery is holding the truth in unrighteousness? There is no such thing. You cannot make a boy a girl. Because that which may be known of God is obvious. It's manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. See, they understand male, female. They get it. We all get it. We all had a mommy and a daddy. They all get it. Judgment of God, folks. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even as eternal power and Godhead. So, hey, they're without excuse. Because when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. They weren't thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. What? Oh, yeah. And then their foolish heart was darkened. And then they became doctors, and professing them to be wise, they began to mutilate little children. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts. Scroll down. And creeping things. Oh, yeah, there's some creeping things. Wherefore, God gave them up. Said, all right, you're going to do it? Huh? Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their own hearts. Dishonor their own bodies. They dishonored their own bodies. Who changed the truth of God into lie. They worship and serve man rather than... And this is, and for this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. Come on, folks. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseen, and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was made. You understand this? They identify as the sin. They identify themselves. And that is the judgment. Receiving in themselves the payment for their error. That is the judgment. They accept the lie. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Said, all right, go do it. And he'll get a bunch of doctors who are trained to cut off penises. They're being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignant whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Inventors of evil things. Oh, yeah. Disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do they do the same, but they make a whole bunch of money off of doing it. I want to get into the human rights campaign. I've already used up 33 minutes. Go on in, Kevin.
So,
hang on, Kevin. Hey, folks, happening with the approval of the church. Happening. I wish Mike Heath was in here. Focus on the Family refused to fight the homosexual agenda. Do you know that, friends? Do you know that? They refused to fight the homosexual agenda. Now they're $2 million in the hole. What are they spending money on? What is Focus on the Family spending money on? Go ahead, Kevin.
So yesterday when the news of the shooting broke, right, I was listening to InfoWars, and we had our good friend Owen Schroyer was hosting yesterday. Yeah, co-host was the FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin. And they were actually the first ones to break who this guy was, because Kyle has contacts, obviously, inside the FBI. And so they're calling him, okay, confirming who this guy was. During this time, the InfoWars team had a lot of sleuths out there, just online sleuths, figured out who he was and got into his social medias. He had a YouTube page, TikTok, Facebook, and started downloading all of his information. So the stuff that you showed at the beginning is from that. They started capturing it, downloading it to archive it. Within an hour, this was during reporting, within an hour, all of it got scrubbed from the internet, but not before they were able to archive it. So we actually watched the cover-up of this from the deep state happen in real time. Now, why are they covering that up? Because it goes against their narrative. It goes against
Spencer, do something really easy right now, Spencer. Just Google transgender murders. Just Google it. Transgender murders. See if what comes up. Murders of trans people has doubled. Folks, do you get this? This list of people killed for being transgender. Do you understand the media control? It's exactly what Kevin's saying. Transgender murders. And they bring up all these transgender people. The most wicked human rights campaign. I was going to go there today, but Kevin's saying the exact same thing, folks. It's the father of lies. Father of lies. Google, go on down. See how far down you have to get until they bring up transgenderers who are murdering people. Keep scrolling down. See if we find it yet, Spence. List of people killed for being transgender. Transgender Day of Remembrance. Fatal violence against transgender. Okay, that's okay, going. Folks, that's pretty big news, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think if you Googled that, that'd be one of the first things pop up? Now, 2021 is the deadliest year on record for transgender violence. Oh, yeah, those poor transgenders, they're getting picked on every 29 transgender non-binary people killed in 2023. This dude, oh my God, the devil's real, baby. The devil is real. Wait up, man. Okay, I'll shut up. Craig, come in. Tell us your story. That's a life story. Go.
Well, if you look at this this individual here, I don't want to say he's
spiritual, folks. It's spiritual. Go ahead.
I think he's a product. He's a product of what has happened. That's one of the reasons why on Parents Toolbox, Saving God's Children, I put in there about the internet. Okay, the tree of good and evil in the garden. It's uh-huh. been replaced by the cell phone and the tablet, okay? These children are getting this type of information. Remember the song, Watch Your Eyes, Little One? You know, the song that we sing, Watch Your Ears? So it's coming in through the eye gate, and it's coming into the ear gate. Yep. Now,
And the school gate.
And so if you do not have the balance of truth of scriptures that this child has been exposed to and told is proper, you have no basis, you have no guardrails on this, and it goes to the demonic. And this is the product that has happened there. So two things. One, it's kind of hard to catch the horse when, you know, and close the barn doors, all right? You have young children, go to Parents Toolbox. Watch what your kids are consuming on the internet. And if you don't have a good handle on that, you might just very well be dealing with some of these things that you're talking about here, Coach.
Mm-hmm. We're accepting the demonic. We are accepting the demonic, folks. They're promoting everything demonic. Everything. And for the most part, the churches are falling right behind it. And I wonder how many people are going to go to church this Sunday where this will be the topic, where the pastor will talk about the demonic influence on this guy. Think they will? I bet there'll be more sermons about how we should have loved the guy, and if we'd have loved him more, if we'd accepted him more, if we'd been tolerant of him, if we'd have shown the love of Jesus, he wouldn't have done this. He wouldn't have done this. It'll be our fault. Our fault that he hates. Let me ask you this. When's the last right winger that went in and killed a lot of people? Can somebody tell me when that would be? Who would that be? The last right winger. Oh, you're going to say Timothy McVeigh? He didn't do that. Who was the last right winger that went in and killed a bunch of kids in school? Who was that? So I thought. Go on, Jack.
Yeah, you mentioned the focus on the family. Well, in Maine, the focus on the family would be the Maine Christian Civic League.
I got to get Mike Heath in there to talk about the Civic League of Maine. I got to get him to tell him what. Folks, it was infiltrated. They destroyed Christian opposition through the infiltration. Who are you to judge, right, Jack? Who are you to judge? Yep. I'll get Mike in here. Thanks, Jack. Randy. Jack, you're having trouble. You're breaking up. That's why I moved on. Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. Come back in, Jack. Coach, are we seeing the fruit of you know, 60 years, 40, 60 years ago when we abandoned God in the classroom?
I sure say so. Yep.
In the school, Jack's talking. I'm trying not to talk over
Go ahead.
Him.
Go ahead. Hey, folks, the churches don't even try to get prayer back in school. They don't even try. Betty, don't take this wrong, Betty. We are content with busing them off campus to teach them about Jesus while they bring the demonic transgender agenda right into the school.
But it was the agenda, if you think about it. I mean, you know, Sigmund Freud and psychology replaced the McGuffey reader and the Bible and prayer in schools. So we've had a deception, Coach. We're living through it, but the fruit of that will run its course, Coach, if we will make a change. So we can talk about everything that's happened, but if we don't be the changers now today, this is just going to keep going on.
So Randy,
you're pointing out, it's for us to change it, Coach.
That's right. So here's what we know. You get diagnosed with cancer, they go cut the cancer out, and hopefully you get healed. You go in and say you're transgender, they cut off your dick. Huh? Come on. Did that solve the problem? Cutting off your penis? Did that do it? And see, we have educated Christian people who wink and nod and let this stuff go on. The whole creation groaneth waiting for God's people to show up. When the hell are we going to show up? Joe Allen, come on in.
Yeah, nothing changes under the sun, does it?
No.
You can't even find Clinton in his blue dress no more, red heels on.
Yeah.
J. Edgar Hoover, FBI guy there, kept high heels underneath his desk.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing different under the sun here.
Pull number three up. Get ready. Thank you, Joe. Pull that up. Judah, come on in quickly. Get number three ready. Go ahead.
Coach, this is fabulous.
It always is. It always is.
If anyone who's read my lawsuit, does anyone know in the lawsuit and evidence of what they actually said about me? They tried to post me as a potential mass shooter. Where in the world did they get instructions to put that out to a whole body of people that were in our influence or in our circle? That specifically, why would they try to point that on me? That, I think it's fabulously interesting. But if you look at this, you know, it says Luke 12:2-3, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And if you understand this, Kathy O'Brien completely exposed MK Ultra, the Blue Lodge of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Gerald Ford's, that entire group has come out of there. Now, if you think about this, Bolton, Pompeo, Pence, does anybody know specifically when this news dropped yesterday? This person that created this issue had to be in a sleeper cell for a long time under their control, because literally Tulsi Gabbard released yesterday, McCabe, Comey, Strauss, John Brennan. She laid out complete evidence of what happened with Russia, complete evidence. And what do you know? Minutes later, this is across all the news cycles, and this guy goes full ballistic. People have to understand this group, this Blue Lodge group, the controls that they have, the evil that they have their hand on, is exactly that. And Kathy O'Brien explains it clearly. This is a controlled weapon, and they use it when they want to clog the news cycle.
Amen. And they're clogging the news cycle for sure. I could show you that. Johnny, come in.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Yeah, it's this is a close to home issue, or a close to home thing that happened yesterday.
Johnny, my nephew, they're teaching it in your schools that this guy's normal. Go ahead.
Well, it is in our school because my nephew and his two children were in the way of those bullets yesterday.
Mm.
They were there. They were in the sanctuary when that freak show doing that. And my brother,
it ought to be the death penalty. Shooting in a church ought to be the death penalty. Go ahead.
Just asking for prayers for everyone. Are they okay, I mean, they're okay. Yeah, they're okay. But as we know, you know, there are two 8- and 10-year-old that died. And so I can't imagine what those families are going through.
So, Johnny,
through.
You actually had family in the church.
Yeah. My nephew is the head maintenance man at that school. And my great-nephew, he's 11, and my great-niece, she's 8. And they were in the sanctuary when it all happened.
Transgenders are murderers. We ought to put that out to be a meme. Because you know how they try to paint everybody on the right on the same thing, right? Transgenders are murderers. That ought to be our slogan for the day.
Just asking for prayers.
Amen. Amen. Hey, at least you're safe, right? How many more kids got to die before we get pissed off about it? How many more kids? How many more kids are going to die before the church is going to rise up and say, enough of this atheistic shit. Enough of it. Enough of it already. Enough of it. When? No, the pastor wants to be able to pray before the football game so everybody sees.
Amen.
Come on, Kevin.
I just want to dovetail with what Randy was saying about the need to go out to the schools. You know, with a quote from famous Russian author and philosopher Dostoevsky. And he said, when you remove God from a society, it's not that the people will believe in nothing, it's that the people will then believe anything. Like amen. Two men can have a baby, a man can become a woman, crazy. A woman can become a man.
Church, right? Let it all go on. Church green with all of it. Church not fighting against it at all. Huh? Come on. I heard you. Father, we just pray for Johnny's family right now, for all of those people, all those kids, Lord. No nightmares, no trauma, Lord Jesus. Some of those kids will, Lord, they'll never want to walk back into church again, Lord. Father, just restore them, Father. Make all things new in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. You guys understand what how long is the church going to put up with this shit? How long are we going to be? How come transgenders don't have to be taken off campus to be taught? Huh? How come they don't have to do it? Why is it the Christian kids have to leave? Is now transgenderism that now the national religion? Wake the hell up. Coach, watch your mouth. Oh, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Morning, Brett.
Morning, Coach. What a locker room. Hey, when are we going to get pissed off and teach our kids the right things to do when they get older? They'll know what to do. We don't have to wait on the freaking schools. Do it in your own house. Amen. Do it in your own community. And we are the one peacefully pushing back Lucifer-led evil everywhere. And when are you going to read your Bible daily and share CoachDaveLive.com with everybody and make a gift? Coach Amen. Ain't going to be around forever. Woody Hayes is dead. Coach Dave ain't going to be around forever. But I tell you what, if you watch football this weekend, you won't be watching it alone. You could at least share someone, hey, you might want to watch this guy, Coach Dave Live. All those millions of people watching football, it's a Roman Coliseum. Get into the Bible. Support this man,
amen.
Coach Dave.
Amen. Thanks, Brett, for that. Thank you for that paid commercial, Brett. It's a truth, folks. It's a truth. Christianity and Christians are second-class citizens. When are we going to wake up and understand this? We're second-class citizens. Folks, what if a right-winger had walked into some homosexual and shot everybody? Oh, okay, I heard that, Lord. Are you looking at me? We better learn to hate. I'm going to say it again because somebody said, what? Yeah, we better learn to hate. God said, that he hates all workers of iniquity. There's some things we better start hating, folks. Oh, it makes some of you uncomfortable, don't you? Because they've just programmed you love, 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 huh? Love, 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 huh? No, no. I hate that spirit, what it did to that guy. Hey, I don't know the guy. I don't hate that guy, but I hate that homosexual spirit. I hate that transgender spirit. I hate it. I hate the spirit of pride. I hate it. Won't hear that in your church, will you? I'm a proud hater. I'm a proud hater. By the way, exactly what they call me. He's a hater, damn right. Don't you hate anything? Oh, you hate me. You're allowed to hate me, but I'm not allowed to hate. Interesting. Boy, that would take a whole new reprogramming, wouldn't it? That'll be played on some left-wing podcast tomorrow. What I just said, it'll be played on some. I hate homosexuality. I don't hate the homosexual. I hate the homosexuality. But it is interesting, isn't it, that God said he hates all workers of iniquity? He didn't say he hates iniquity. He hates the worker. See, we got this image of God just being Santa Claus. Go sit on his lap. He just loves everybody and everything. He just loves everybody and everything. Dudes, he sent his son to die because he hates sin so much. Mark Trump.
So, Coach, I don't know this story, but you got me questioning. Was he a member of that church?
No.
All right. So what's worse, somebody openly being evil and doing something evil like he did, or the members who are LGBT sitting in the pews like a grenade? The pastor, which is worse, the pastor and those people around the grenade sitting there allowing it, loving the grenade maybe.
Yep.
Waiting for it to go off. Sin right there beside him on the pew like a grenade. Sin and evil sitting, embodiment of Satan in the church in front of the pastor.
Yep.
Pastor's looking down there at him in his LGBT garb. All right, so this is my wife's church. She was administrator at. Okay, they allowed it. And then the Methodist Council, they went to Missouri and they banned LGBT in the Methodist Church. That pastor came back to Salem, Virginia, and put out a memorial for LGBT when she came back from that conference. So this pastor's bold about LGBT. Welcoming the grenades into their pews beside the people trying to learn about Christ, Coach.
Mark, they would try to get somebody with anorexia healed. They'll mutilate somebody with gender.
So I ask, who's worse, the grenade or the pastor of people allowing it? Who's worse?
Amen. Who's worse? Jeff Klein.
Coach.
Quickly here. We got 6 minutes. Yeah. Come on.
This will be quick. We got a tent meeting this weekend. And we have a gay church here in the community of Mount Vernon. So I might just bring this up to the people under the tent this Friday and Saturday night and say, listen, and bring up the topic. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go stake that gay church. How many of you guys want to go and prayer walk that thing? You know what I mean? Yep. So this just came to me just now.
Hey, Jeff, carry a sign, will you? Say transgenderers are murderers.
Oh, yeah, we need to do something outside that gay church in Mount Vernon.
Transgenders are murderers. Well, not all of them. Not all of them. Well, that's true. But there's sure a hell lot of them that are doing it. Transgenders are murderers. That's what I say. Dale, come in.
Yeah, the mass murderers are transgenders these days. Coach, are you imagine if that was an Islamic phobia? We've had, look, all the mass shootings lately in the past several years have all been from the transgender community.
If so, Dale, you're saying this, Dale.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm profiling them, Coach.
Would we be treating this the same way if it had been a Muslim that had gone in and shot all those
people? Well, not just this time, Coach, but let's just backtrack and see the several last mass shootings at these school systems, and you will find out you've got transgender, right? Right in it. And that's exactly what I'm saying. They're not handling it the same. Now, where is his parents? His mom was the one that signed off on this paperwork. I got a copy of the paperwork when he changed from Robert to Robin and was doing all of the... Now, I didn't notice where the dad was because he didn't sign anything off. The mom was a volunteer at that church. So, there is a little bit of a tie there, but... In truth and hindsight for me right now is that I look back and I'm connecting dots, and I'm seeing of all the shootings in schools, all of them have to deal with transgenderism lately. That causes me to profile.
All those who hate me love death.
Amen.
Right, there it is, baby.
Amen.
We just want to deny all this stuff, right? All those who hate me love. Spencer, you better pull that up because people don't know that's in the Bible. So pull that up for me real quick. All those who hate me love death. Proverbs 8:36, I think it says, right? But he that sinned against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Randy.
Yeah, it's the tree of life and the tree of death. That's the two kingdoms, Coach, really, in a nutshell. Coach, are we seeing the effects of the sons of God praying, staking, doing operations on the earth? Is the creation beginning, Coach? I think if we look at reality, I think we see there's things changing. The creation is begging for us to loose it for the glory of God, Coach.
Randy,
that's the times.
Randy, if they were to show us really the cheating in our elections, we'd be shocked how many people agree with us. We'd be shocked.
But Coach, when you saw that revelation of Romans 8, that the sun, the creation's yearning and waiting for the sons to loose it. Why, Coach? Why do we need to loose it? Because it's God's creation. It loves Him. It wants to praise Him, and everybody that's in it. And everybody that's in it, Coach. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all those who dwell in it. We are the key to them finding the light, Coach.
Amen. Amen. It's a spiritual force. Spiritual force. Quickly, Dale, go. Or not Dale, Craig.
Hey, Spencer, pull up that link from 751. So this ties into what Randy's saying. The tempest of the Lord is at work right now. They're having Burning Man. They had the orgy dome. Can you run that video for just a second? These are the winds that destroyed the orgy dome in Burning Man, okay, over the weekend. And then they got mud. And so all these things got done. So, Spencer, if you can go down to the next little link, you'll see underneath. Well, look at that there, Coach. Isn't that the perfect? Isn't that the perfect thing?
Amen.
The Lord, okay, Satan isn't doing this to the orgy dome. I hope you understand. I hope everybody understands that. This is the Lord saying, Randy, it's judgment. Done. I'm judgment. Done. Judgment's here. It's at the door. Prepare.
Amen. Amen. Michelle, quickly. Michelle, slowly.
Are you there?
All those.
Are you there? Sorry.
Yes,
I just wanted to comment on Burning Man. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but a bunch of crazies go out to the desert and basically the elites kind of use this as a platform for their crazy ideas. Also, as well as a bunch of debauchery going on. I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of the man, Carl Tykrib. He's out there at Burning Man every year and he sets up a tent. And it's called the camp, because they call them camps where you set up. It's the camp of the unknown God. And him and some friends of mine go out there every year and they spread the gospel.
Amen. Hey, Michelle, I'm out of time. God bless them. I know Carl. I'm glad he's doing it. Why don't we go to our schools and do it? Why are we outside our schools evangelizing? See you tomorrow.